Praise God for Jesus. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God, His love is shed abroad in our hearts. Praise God for Fable. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Our text, we're going to talk about it again. And our text says in 2 Corinthians, and you can go ahead and turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. That's where we stop, and we'll be going back and forth. Different books as the Lord tell us. But our text says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the King James said, therefore, if what? Any man be in Christ, he is a new what? New creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, what? Not something, but all things have become new. Ephesians 1 and 22, I believe, says, he has put all things under his feet, right? Yeah. He has put all things, not something. All things were under his feet and gave him to be what? Head. Gave him to be head to over all things to the church. Gave him to be head over what? All things to the church, which is his body. Say this with me. We are Christ's body. He's the head. We're the body. Whatever the head has, we have. Now. Now. Whoever he is, so am I. So are we. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he did not raise us up to remain under the control of that which he raised us up from. He brought us forth that we might grow up and become mature in the things that he has given us. We were born into this family as babes in Christ. But he intended for us to grow up and take possession of all things that belongs to us. Amen.
Amen.
I said he intended, that's his will. He made us like himself. God is independent. And he does not depend on anybody.
Amen.
We are independent of every circumstance. Every opposition, everything that in this life that oppose God, just like God is independent of it. It can't control God. It can't rule God. It shouldn't rule us.
Amen.
We are made like him.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
But we can only walk in the light or the knowledge of the word that we have. Someone said, and it's the truth, you cannot exercise faith in God beyond the knowledge of his word. If you have no knowledge of the word of God, you cannot exercise faith in that area. That's why the Bible says what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And hearing mean I do what I hear. For the devil believed and trembled. So we got to go beyond that.
Amen.
God didn't call us to believe in tremor. He called us to believe in act.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And when we realize who we are, we've talked about this. Paul said this message. And let's go to Ephesians chapter 4 and pick up where we left off. I will be back and forth in King James, probably Amplified, and probably Passion. And Ephesians 4. And last week, I'm just going to mention this, because he started out in the King James, said, "Therefore, out of the prison of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of what? The vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." And then he said, there's only what? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. We talked about that. There's only one baptism that get you into the body of Christ, but then that the teaching of baptism, which, you know, you get baptized in water, you get baptized in the Holy Ghost and so forth. But there's only one, whether you're a Jew or Gentile, that's the only way. Jesus said out of his own mouth, "What? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no one can get to God. He got to come through me." And he's emerged, put into, adopted into the family of God. And since we have been adopted, born, created anew into the family of God, there's nothing in this kingdom, nothing in this kingdom that God is withholding from us. He said in Luke 12:32, "Fear not, little flock. Fear not, little flock. For it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And then he said again, "Seek ye first," what? "The kingdom of God." And what? "His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Then he said again that everything that has to do with life, every good gift, every what? Is from above, coming down from the Father of life. Then he said what? And in the 2 Peter 1:3, that he has given us how many things? All thing pertaineth to life. Godliness. Notice he didn't add anything about poverty, lack, sickness, confusion. None of those things that we've been set free from, he didn't even mention them, because they do not belong to us. And that's why we constantly go to the Word. That's why we constantly pray. That's why we constantly seek his faith. We make a diligent study and meditation of the Word, and let that Word become a part of our being by meditating and absorbing it, receiving it, being filled up with it, because this Word gives us everything Christ redeemed us and brought us into. He redeemed us from darkness and brought us into the kingdom, and we have access to it. There's an adversary out there, and that we have to be aware of our adversary, who constantly trying to bring distraction, to make you look away, because he can touch this body. He can give thoughts to the mind. That's why the scripture says, casting down what? Casting down imagination, every high thing that what? Exalt itself against the knowledge of God. That means if you don't have no knowledge of God, you can't cast it down.